Hello, hello, hello. I'm Simona Costantini, and I'm obsessed with helping you connect to your purpose and teaching you about all things mindset, business, podcasting, and everything in between. I realized I deserved and wanted more from this thing called life, so I changed my beliefs, healed my hurt, and made it my mission to help you do the same. I'm a recovering people pleaser turned life coach and podcast producer. I teach busy business owners how to confidently fall in love with their life and business and live it on their terms. On this show, you get everything raw and real, from inspirational guest interviews to deep dives into topics like life, relationships, business, purpose, growth, and mindset. I lay it all on the line every single time. Think of this as your one-stop shop to help you live a more purposeful and inspired life. This is the Happiness Happens podcast. Are you ready to hear this inspiring conversation? Let's dive on in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode on the podcast. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in for the first time, I'm so grateful that you're here. I have a really fun episode in store for you today. We're going to be talking all about how to stay in integrity when making really hard decisions. And this topic was kind of driven by the idea that I've just made a huge transition in my business, and there were a lot of hard decisions to make along the way. You know, I was creating this new podcast management and production business while shifting my focus a little bit away from the life coaching business that I've been doing for the last couple of years. You know, I found this transition for me personally, it was a super easy one to make, but it still required me to make so many different decisions in how I wanted to grow and how I wanted to expand more than I could have ever imagined. So I want to give you guys a few updates before we dive in fully into the episode. If you hear any puppy cries or anything like that in the background, I just got a new dog. He is so super cute and he's sleeping right under my desk. Do not tell my fiance. He would kill me because we're supposed to be crate training him right now. And I'm not doing that at this current moment, but that's okay because he'll probably hear this and be like, really? Why did you do that? But in any case, if you hear puppy noises, that's where it's coming from. But I also wanted to chat a little bit about some of the transitions that have been going on for me to get from the life coaching business to the podcast management business. And it has a lot to do with following intuition. So I've been working over the last couple of years to find a way and create a plan to leave my corporate jobs that left me really unfulfilled. I did not like working for other people. I really just didn't enjoy it every time that I would go in and be told what to do, how to spend my time, you know, that I can't leave the office. Like, it just was not my jam at all. So I have been working behind the scenes in the last 2.5 years to create a business that will allow me to leave corporate and to really dive in full time into my coaching business. So I left corporate in January and I noticed a shift instantly along the way. One thing that I realized is that I absolutely love service-based work. Okay. I love being able to deliver things to people. I love helping people create different things. So I was like, okay, how do I take this and incorporate it into what I really want to be doing every single day? So I tapped into my intuition and I really let it guide me and trusted where it would take me next, which is to my new services that I just launched. And I'm super excited about this launch. So I'm doing podcast production, podcast management, helping people launch their podcasts. I'm still doing life coaching, but I'm just taking on limited clients. And I'm currently booked for that until the foreseeable future, which is amazing. But now I get to add this super fun, cool, so diverse industry into the mix. So if you want help launching or managing your podcast, or you want to validate your podcast idea and strategy, or you just want to simply talk through some of the details, please feel free to book a 30-minute discovery call at the link in the show notes, completely free. And I would absolutely love, love, love to connect with you. So on that note, I wanted to share a listener review of the show because I absolutely love hearing what you adore about the podcast. So this one is from Rakan in Thailand, who says, charismatic. The charisma that pours out of her is just amazing. I had this privilege of being on her show, but she also came on mine. Hearing the excitement that bursts out of her is contagious and just wonderful and elevating to be around. Thank you for spreading happiness. Thank you so much, Rakan in Thailand, for this beautiful review. I'm so, so, so grateful because this is one of the things that I love most about the podcasting industry is that you meet really incredible people through all of these different interviews, all these different mediums, and you have these conversations with people that you may have never had the chance to meet before. So you get to connect, you get to grow, you get to expand, you get to learn more. And this is what I love so deeply about this industry and why I'm so excited to help you get your podcast off the ground or to manage the show that you already have, or even just to bounce around ideas. So with that in mind, let's move on to today's episode. We are talking about how to stay in integrity when making really hard decisions. So I came up with this topic because it's really easy to be swayed by other people's opinions and other people's judgments when we're trying to make a decision that we want to be making for our own selves. So I'm going to leave you with three tips today. The first tip is limit how much you value the opinion of other people. I know this is easier said than done, and this can be so, so, so hard to do because we often want that validation from our loved ones when making those really hard decisions. But here's the truth. Our decisions are our own decisions to make. Nobody else is expected to understand them. No one is required to validate them for us. And no one is really ever going to understand why we want to do something more than we do, right? So when you're looking for that external validation from somebody else, I want you to think about why that validation is so important to you. Why is it so imperative that that person in specific understands? What do you gain from that? What does it prove? What does it help you prove to either yourself or the other person? I want you to ask yourself these really hard questions because it actually starts to reveal those deeper beliefs that are really ingrained within you from years and years and years ago, or from loved ones that were just, you know, have just passed down their own belief system to you. You know, I really think at the end of the day, what we do and what we don't do is so deeply rooted in who we are, what we believe to be true about ourselves, and then, you know, what we allow other people to say, think, or feel, you know, about us that we take and internalize and make true for us. We create that as truth for our own selves, which is not necessarily the case, right? Somebody else's beliefs, somebody else's perspective, somebody else's, you know, ways of living are their own, right? So we have the opportunity to respect that completely, absolutely. But at the same time, you're able to, within your own self, take what you want and then leave the rest. You don't have to accept everybody else's truth as your own. So when you're making a hard decision and you're looking for that validation from someone else, just think about what will their validation really bring you? Is it going to be an answer that you even want to hear anyways? Is it going to make you feel better? Is it going to help you make a choice? You know, when you really start to break it down and come from that perspective, you actually find that you have the answer within yourself and that you don't necessarily need that external validation from someone else. It's nice, but you don't actually need it. So this brings me to my second point of standing confidently in who you are. Looking for the opinion of other people is, you know, when we're trying to make our own decisions is because there's an element of trust missing or, you know, something within us that feels unstable or unsure or insecure. So when you think about confidence, confidence comes from within. And some people are naturally born with the ability to tap into their confidence really easily. And other people need to break down the walls, peel back the onion, and practice and work at, you know, finding their confidence. The key here is to know within yourself that you are doing everything you can and you are everything that you are because you've overcome everything that's brought you to this point today. Every single hard moment, every single hard decision, every single thing that you thought you would never be able to get through, you have made it through because you are here today listening to this. And that in itself needs to be celebrated. That in itself is a huge, huge, huge deal. So when you're looking to other people to validate something external to you, and when you're looking to make a hard decision, I want you to root back in and go deep and feel within yourself all of the things that you've accomplished to get yourself where you are today, right? Find comfort and the confidence in the fact that you have made your own decisions that have brought you here today. And by continuing to do this, you're going to realize that you have that inner confidence that you've been seeking all along. Confidence is not something that somebody can give to you. Confidence is something that becomes ingrained in who you are. So when you tap into that well of confidence, needing that validation from other people to make those really hard decisions actually becomes less and less hard. And you start to make those decisions that empower you, that change your life and empower you from the inside out, right? And so when you make decisions from this place, you're actually very much in integrity with yourself and who you are. And that is the key. That's the piece where we want to be, right? We want to be in integrity with who we are and the decisions that we're making. Number three, and this is the last point, is turning inwards. And this is my favorite piece of advice for anyone needing to make a tough decision. Turning inwards and quieting my mind has brought so much peace, so much clarity, and so much abundance to my life and business. And I'm not just talking money. I'm talking being able to rest, taking days off, you know, spending time with my loved ones without feeling guilty. You know, it's about taking the time to meditate, to get still, to be quiet, and to ask the questions that you're wanting guidance on and to listen for the answer. Because the answer will always come from within in the form of a question, a thought, an idea, or a suggestion. It may feel like it comes out of nowhere and you're like, yes, that's exactly what I have been looking for. But that happens when you're able to turn inwards and tap into your own intuition, your own inner guidance, for you to be able to make those decisions that come with your integrity, that align to your values, your personal and business values. Okay? So in addition to that, when you quiet your mind, you're literally, quite literally, making decisions from the inside out, because you have this innate magic about you that you bring forward once you leave this space of worrying, this space of fear, this space of validation, and then you're able to stand in your integrity and do what's best for your highest good. Because source energy will never steer you wrong. So think about this piece of advice every single time you need to make a hard choice. How do you relax and let yourself breathe so that you can make a decision that is aligned to you, right? Without needing that external validation. So I wanted to share these three points with you today. I'll recap really quick. So the first one is limiting how much you value the opinions of others, stand confidently in who you are, and turn inwards. I hope these are helpful for you when you're faced with making those really hard decisions. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you loved this episode, please be sure to share it with someone that you know needs to hear this message. Also, feel free to tag me on Instagram, say, know that you're listening. I would love, love, love to know your thoughts, any questions, or any clarity that this episode may have brought to you. Be sure to leave us a rating and a review if you have not done so already. I'm so grateful for each and every one. It helps the show grow, and it really helps it get into the hands of the people who need to hear these messages. So with that, I leave you today. And I hope you have an amazing day, an amazing week ahead. And remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it. Well, it looks like we've made it to the end of this episode. I'm so grateful for you tuning into this week's episode, and I cannot wait to see you over on the next one. If you loved this conversation and this topic as much as I did, please feel free to leave us a rating or a review wherever you're listening. It takes just a second, and it is so important for us so that we can make sure to deliver this content to those who need it. I'm wishing you the most beautiful day wherever you are in the world, and remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.